Executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pianojazz@scetv.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine, delivering jazz news, insight, and advice for 35 years. At newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Music Performance Fund, striving to enrich lives by sponsoring thousands of free concerts in the United States. Schedules at musicpf.org. And the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
And this is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Stay tuned next for Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. Support for KPLU comes from you and the Olympian and theolympian.com for daily news and information about the South Sound, education, state government, the environment, and the outdoors. Daily news summaries and email alerts at theolympian.com. Subscriptions at
3 6 0 7 5 4 5 3 2 1. Good afternoon. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm going to start with Duke Ellington today, and somewhat rare material by him. quite often he would go into the recording studio and have the tape run and play things with his musicians with him. And whether or not they were issued, he didn't care. It was just sort of a practice session working out ideas. Some of these that you're going to hear were issued and some were not. Duke Ellington at the piano, Jimmy Wood on bass, and Sammy Woodyard on drums, if I remember correctly, 1957. I have this on a tape. Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax and Johnny Green's I Cover the Waterfront.
Thank you.
working out things with Duke Ellington in the recording studio, 1957. Ellington piano, Jimmy Wood bass, and Sam Whittier drums with Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax. I Cover the Waterfront and a blues they simply call Wailing Bout. Up next, in the same recording time, Ray Nance and his muted trumpet, and Willie Cook and his open trumpet, along with Duke, Wood, and Woodyard, and one they call Blues a la Willie Cook. Duke Ellington, 1957, one they call Blues a la Willie Cook, and the wonderful long blues chorus on trumpet was Willie Cook, and the muted was Ray Nance, Duke on piano, Jimmy Wood bass, and Sammy Woodyard on the drums. add to that quintet now Clark Terry on his trumpet, Paul Gonsalves on his tenor sax, and what they call Slow Blues Ensemble.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington working things out in the recording studio, 1957, with friends. Slow Blues Ensemble, followed by Circle of Fourths, followed by Perdido. And the artists involved, Ellington on piano, Jimmy Wood bass, Sammy Woodyard drums, Ray Nance trumpet, Willie Cook trumpet, Clark Terry trumpet, and Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me you'll care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me lucky stars above, but not for me with love to I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. Sitting demurely neath the cherry blossom trees, Miss Butterfly's her name. A sweet little innocent child was she, till a fine young American from the sea to her garden. They met neath the cherry blossoms every day, and he taught her how to love the American way, to love with a soul t'was easy to learn. Then he sailed away with a promise to return. She loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she must die.
Sarah Vaughan, 1956 for Mercury Records, But Not For Me, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Poor Butterfly, written by Raymond Hubbell, and lyric by John Golden. And those really sensitive arrangements were by Hal Mooney. Sarah Vaughan, 1956 for Mercury Records. Here's Bud Powell, 1954, George DeVivier bass, and Art Taylor on drums, and one Powell wrote called Fantasy in Blue.
Thank you.
The Bud Powell Trio from 1954 for Norgrand Records, Norman Grand's label at that time. And one Powell wrote called Fantasy in Blue on bass, George Duvivier. And on drums, Art Taylor. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Now I'd like to chase some compositions, which means different people doing the same composition. Original Jelly Roll Blues, written by Jelly Roll Morton and performed by his Red Hot Peppers in 1926 for Victor Records. The cornet player is George Mitchell. The trombonist is Kid Ory, Omer Simeon, clarinet, Morton at the piano. Johnny St. Cyr guitar, John Lindsay on bass, and Andrew Hilaire on drums. Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers in Chicago, 1926 for Victor Records, and his composition, Original Jelly Roll Blues. Morton, a very interesting character, not only a brilliant pianist and composer, but George Mitchell, the cornetist there, was once interviewed and asked by the interviewer why it was that Morton was so disliked, and Mitchell paused and says, because... he said he could do everything, and he could. Sometime in the late 30s, the revival movement of jazz started, and primarily in the Bay Area. It's developed into what might be called San Francisco style, but it's no different than what was going on in Chicago in the 20s, just simply later on. And a cornetist by the name of Lou Waters had a lot to do with it and formed a band called... Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band. And to compare Morton's original Jelly Roll Blues, here's Lou Waters, Yerba Buena Jazz Band, 1945 for Good Time Jazz, and Morton's original Jelly Roll Blues. Chasing a Tune, and that was the original Jelly Roll Blues written by Jelly Roll Morton. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, 1926, and Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band, 1945. Waters and Scobie, cornet and trumpet, respectively. Turk Murphy trombone, Ellis Horn, clarinet. Wally Rose on the piano. Clancy Hayes and Russ Bennett on banjos. Dick Lammy, tuba, and Bill Dart on drums. Let's compare now On Revival Day, a composition by Andy Razaf, who wrote the music and the lyric. He was Spatz Waller's partner for years. First Bessie Smith, 1930, and then Laverne Baker, 1960.
Heard a sundown deacon preaching to his flock. Have you ever seen old Satan on a run? Then follow me, see just how it's done. And have you ever heard a sermon stir your soul? Make you crave the river of Jordan as you go. Have you ever felt as though you'd like to shout? Then come on and let them feelings out. Oh, Lord. Just hear those sisters groaning and hear those brothers moaning, repenting and atoning on Revival Day. They talking to the Spirit just like you see. Bible Day, when that congregation saw our sins away.
Lordy, Lordy,
feel just like a lion.
Lordy, Lordy,
as reborn today. Oh, just hear those sisters groaning and hear them brothers moaning, repenting and atoning on revival day. Oh, they're talking to the Spirit just like you see and hear it. They simple and they fear it on revival day. When that congregation starts to say, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on revival day.
Revival Day in Two Places, written by Andy Razaf, Bessie Smith, 1930 for Columbia, James B. Johnson on piano, and the chorus called the Bessemer Singers with Bessie. And what's interesting about that to me, listening to her, I hear Janis Joplin, who I think was a great jazz singer, and the problem was nobody told her that. Then Laverne Baker, 1960, for Atlantic Records on Revival Day, and her wonderful rendition. Vic Dickinson's trombone there. Paul Quinichette on tenor saxophone. I'd like to do that once more with Bessie and Laverne. Baby Doll, written by Bessie Smith. 1926 for Bessie with Joe Smith on cornet, one of the great voices of that instrument, and Fletcher Henderson on piano. And we'll hear again from Vic Dickinson, Nat Pierce's piano, Buck Clayton's trumpet, behind Laverne Baker. Two different renditions of Baby Doll.
You don't know really what.
Baby Doll, written by Bessie Smith, performed by her in 1926 for Columbia Records, and in 1960 by Laverne Baker for Atlantic Records. And it points out, too, I think, the wonderful thing about art is that it gives you the individuality to do with something and make a statement based on how you are. For example, to me, Laverne Baker is very well established with herself and singing more or less like an advertisement. And Bessie is more poignant in her approach, almost as if it maybe isn't possible. Bessie Smith, Laverne Baker, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. We lost a member of the family on Friday. Ray Barreto, the great conga drummer, died at age 76 years, and I brought along a couple of sets for you on him. This is Lou Donaldson and his alto saxophone and his band for Blue Note Records, 1958. Donaldson and then Herman Foster, piano, Peck Morrison, string bass, Dave Bailey, drums, and Ray Barreto on conga drum. We will hear Donaldson's Blues Walk and Denzel Best's Move. Thank you.
Thank you.
in memory of Ray Barretto, who died Friday at the age of 76. That was Ray Barretto with Lou Donaldson's band, playing his conga drum. Donaldson on alto, Herman Foster on piano, Peck Morris and string bass, Dave Bailey on drums, and Barretto on the conga drum. Blues Walk, probably the most popular recording that Donaldson made. And drummer Denzel Best's Move, a jazz classic. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Didn't know what time it was, then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was, you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand. Alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. A lovely a time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was, you held my hand, and warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand to be alive, young, mad, and yours alone. Of your eyes, I'm white 'cause I know what time it is now. I said I'm white 'cause I know what time it is now. So very, very, very wise 'cause I know what time it is. Shop do 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 boo boo me ba, shaba da ba da da ba da wee, sha da da ba da do bo be do be, she do be ya da do be do be, shab bo ba ya da be 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 ya, shab do be do be do da 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 ya, be do be be ba. Make
someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart, the heart to sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one man, you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, just comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love, that's the answer. Once you found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Then you will be happy too.
Carmen McRae, 1967, for Mainstream Records. I Didn't Know What Time It Was, written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, and Make Someone Happy by the great team of Stein and Green. Norman Simmons on piano, Victor Sproles on bass, and Stu Martin on drums. Carmen McRae, 1967. I'd like to do one more in memory of Ray Barreto, who died Friday at age 76 and played the conga drum. Here he is with Red Garland, 1958 for Prestige Records, and one that Garland wrote called Blues in Mambo. in memory of Ray Barretto, with his conga drum there, 1958 for Prestige, with Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums, and one Garland wrote called Blues and Mambo. That for Ray Barretto, 76 years old, died Friday. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
But my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. She's got a form like Venus, honest, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us, she's Bathsheba, I'm a she. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. To serenade my baby. Let those kisses be. Don't wash my face for weeks. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. She better not. For my sugar and me, I'm gonna stop today, save those nickels and dimes. Although I know that dreams and thrills and hugs and kisses are free, we'll need an essay when we hear those Mendelssohn chimes. Clank, 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 clank. Gonna cut down on the movies, clothes and cabarets too. Cut down on the lunches, I'll bet before I get through, I'll have a lot of do-re-mi for two and maybe for three. I'm gonna salt with sugar for my sugar and me. cut down on lunches. I bet before I'll get through, I have lots of do-re-mi for two, maybe for three. Continuing to salt away some sweet effervescence for sugar and me. You know I'm gonna save it, babes, you know it. Take a notion to jump into the ocean. Take nobody's business if I do, 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 do. Rather than persecute me, choose that you would shoot me, 'cause tain't nobody's business if I do. You can talk, you can rave, they can say awful things about me. I don't care what you say, go on your way if you doubt me. 'Cause if I go to church on Sunday and tear down on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. I mean it, I solid mean it.
That's Waller and His Rhythm, 1940, for Bluebird Records. Everybody Loves My Baby, written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. I'm going to salt away some sugar for my sugar and me, written by J. Fred Coots and Ted Seymour. And Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, written by pianist Porter Granger and Clarence Williams. Waller, of course, on piano and vocal. Nice work on guitar in there by Al Casey, who didn't get solo very much. The tenor saxophone solo was by Gene Sedgwick, who played tenor sax and clarinet in that sextet for almost as long as it was. That's Waller and His Rhythm, 1940, for Bluebird. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and Eddie Condon and his band Now, from 1955 for Columbia. Bobby Hackett, cornet. Cutty Cutshell, trombone. Dick Carey on alto horn. Ed Hall on clarinet. Gene Schroeder on piano. Condon on guitar. Walter Page bass. And George Wetling on the drums. And here they are. Thank you. Eddie Condon and his band for Columbia Records, 1955. We heard Singin' the Blues, written by Con Conrad and J. Russell Robinson. From Monday On, written by Harry Barris. Royal Garden Blues by Spencer Williams and Clarence Williams. Bobby Hackett, cornet. Cuddy Cutshall on trombone. Dick Carey, the great pianist, playing alto horn there. Edmund Hall on clarinet. Gene Schrader playing piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Walter Page, the great Kansas City musician, on string bass, and George Wetling, who put paint to canvas every once in a while, is right there playing the drums. Eddie Condon, 1955. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. June Christie now, 1945 for Capitol. If, I hope Mosaic still has this, it's box 184 for those of you that have ordered Mosaic stuff. And the reason I talk about it is because of their packaging and all that and their love of the music. They're not making much money, believe me. And since 82 or 83, about the time I started here, they started. And it's quite something what they've done. So get in touch with Mosaic Music and ask about June Christie. She's going to sing for you. I like her here. This is my point, not yours, necessarily. I like her here better than I do with Kenton. Ray Wetzel is on trumpet, Gene Roland on val trombone, Boots Musuli on alto saxophone, Dave Barbour on guitar, Eddie Safransky bass, and Eddie Spanier playing the drums. Here's Miss June Christie.
Instead of making conversation, make love to me. Make love to me, my darling, while there is still a moon. Must I extend an invitation to me? Make love to me, my darling. Tonight will end so soon. There are moments when my lips adore addressing you. But tonight my lips are only for caressing you. But how about you? Before the mood that I'm in changes, make love to me. Make love to me, my darling. I'm so in love with you. For tonight my lips are only for caressing you. But how about you? Before the mood that I'm in changes, make love to me.
Christy, 1945 for Capitol Records. Make Love to Me, written in 1941 by Paul Mann and Stephen Wise, with lyric by Kim Gannon. How High the Moon, written by Morgan Lewis and lyric by Nancy Hamilton. Don't Worry About Me, Rube Bloom, and Ted Kohler. In that band, Ray Wetzel on trumpet, Gene Roland, valve trombone, Boots Musuli, alto saxophone, Dave Barbour on guitar, Eddie Sopransky bass, and Eddie Spanier on drums, June Christie for Capitol Records, 1945. I'd like to go to some Ellington now. I started the program with some rare stuff, then in a recording studio. These are from his sessions for Reprise Records. What's interesting to me about the material he used for Reprise Records is that he's playing almost all compositions by other people. That doesn't mean that he didn't before, but the orchestra for Ellington and for Billy Strayhorn was their canvas, and they utilized that, and that's why that was such a magnificent artistic ensemble for 50 years. But for Reprise, he brought in other things, and so from 1962 in Chicago, here are some of the Reprise recordings by Duke Ellington. Thank you. Duke Ellington for Reprise Records in Chicago, 1962. And we heard Christopher Columbus, written by Andy Razaf and Leon Chu Berry. Let's Get Together, written by Chick Webb. Goodbye, written by Gordon Jenkins. And Chant of the Weed, written by Don Redman. Duke Ellington, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and I'd like to go to the Village Vanguard now. I think the longest-lasting jazz club ever. This is 1980, and it's the last get-together there by Bill Evans. He is on piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums.
Thank you.
the Bill Evans Trio at the Village Vanguard in New York City, 1980. And that means Bill Evans on piano, Mark Johnson bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums. Some kind of playing, huh? I mean, it was a challenge for me just to get my horn out of the case, let alone put it back in. They're playing there, Miles Davis' beautiful Nardis, N-A-R-D-I-S. If I remember correctly, Miles never recorded that. The first recording I heard of it was Cannonball Adderley back about, what, 1958, something like that. And Evans was on piano in that recording. Bill Evans, Mark Johnson, Joe LaBarbera, Billy Vanguard, 1980. Nardis, written by Miles Davis. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Tatum and Friends, Tatum at the piano, of course, and Roy Eldridge on trumpet, John Simmons on bass, and Alvin Stoller on the drums, 1955 for Clef Records, one of the labels of Norman Granz, And the composition was I Won't Dance. If I remember correctly, there were a whole bunch of people involved in this. Jerome Kern and Jimmy McHugh composed the music. And I believe Oscar Hammerstein II and Yip Harburg were both involved in the lyric. Anyway, I Won't Dance. Here, that band is going to play I Surrender Dear, a 1931 composition by Harry Barris and Gordon Clifford. Here's Art Tatum, Roy Eldridge, John Simmons, Alvin Stoller, and I Surrender Dear. Art Tatum, Roy Eldridge, John Simmons, and Alvin Stoller. That's piano, trumpet, bass, and drums, respectively. 1955 for Norman Grand's Clef label. And I Surrender, Dear, written in 1931 by Harry Barris and Gordon Clifford. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... set started with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1938 in Los Angeles. Jimmy with his clarinet and alto. And Verdeca Records. I Cried for You, written by Gus Arnheim, Abe Lyman, and Arthur Freed. And some nice work in that band by Dorsey. And tenor saxophonist Herbie Hamer. Bruce Squires on trombone and Freddie Slack at the piano. And then I returned to the Village Vanguard 1980, and Bill Evans, Mark Johnson, and Joe LaBarbera, and one that Evans wrote for his girlfriend at the time, Lori. Bill Evans, piano. Mark Johnson, bass. Joe LaBarbera on drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.